Good morning. Welcome to Focus. Terry James here, and we are with Mercer County Search and Rescue talking about their Fiesta Night fundraiser that's coming up. Right across from me, Tammy Friedel. Okay, I was pretty close there. Gary Hurd is here. Gary, and you are doing a speaking role today, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and Adam is here for moral support, so he'll give a hug whenever you need one. But we're talking about Mercer County Search and Rescue today. Fiesta Night fundraiser coming up. Tammy, tell us why. Why are we holding this fundraiser?
As the auxiliary president of our local VFW Post 1571, we have, since I've been president for almost 2 years now, I took the search and rescue under my wing as wanting to help them so they can help our communities. And at the VFW, we're all about helping veterans, but we're also about our communities. And knowing, having an inside line with the search and rescue and stuff with my fiance, Adam, and many of our church members and stuff that are members, I know how much they're struggling to raise money in order to accomplish their goals of all new radios for all of their members when they're out on a call. And so I had a few items donated by Trina Luby from Luby's in Andalusia when they closed. And having those items, I thought, let's do something for somebody else.
So the money raised from Fiesta Night fundraiser, which is at the VFW in Aledo downstairs a week from Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. I want to get those details out, and we'll do that again. But Gary, this money will go to help them with radios for what you guys do?
Absolutely. We've started with 12. We're now packing up to 24. And we've got some of those on the way, but we have extra radio equipment, replacement parts, batteries. We're also looking at possibly a second generator and a second trailer down the road for another mobile unit. So we have some needs, and we can raise the money, but it takes a long time and a lot of effort. And VFW has partnered with us before. We used to have our trivia nights there. Now we have our end of the year social to recap the year and enjoy each other's companies. Mm-hmm. So stuff like this, the Fiesta Night is excellent for us to get to see the community, them to see us, and what a fundraiser it'll be.
Gary, just to you again real quick, explain what the search and rescue, Mercer County Search and Rescue, does for the community.
It started 13 years ago with Sheriff Tom Thompson. He saw a need for extra people who could stay in the field longer for certain situations. We're 44 members strong now. We've been trained by several organizations. We do our own training in-house. We assist law enforcement in lost personnel, evidence searches, things that the law enforcement need extra help because they don't have the manpower to do it. And then we've kind of evolved into also extending ourselves into the community for extra activities, like we do a lot of eyes and ears on the ground for Mercer County Fair, Rhubarb Fest. We finished a night in the cars for homeless awareness and help them raise money by supervising.
Yeah, congratulations. You guys had a big turnout for that.
Yeah, we did. We did. It was a lot of fun. So we're starting to have a lot of roles in the community, but our primary source is we're under the direction of the sheriff.
Well, Tammy, the event that's coming up again on the 22nd, so that's a week from this Saturday, Fiesta Night fundraiser, Aledo VFW. Tell us about the great food that'll be there.
We are offering up a plate of food of 3 tacos with rice and beans. It's $10 a plate. If you want to give more, we'll be more than happy to accept it to give to Search and Rescue. And you can get your food there and eat there. And also, it's King of Hearts night at the Post, so you can participate in that if you choose. And you can either dine in the South Dining Hall, or you can get it to go also. But if the tacos aren't your thing, come on down and just give a donation. Let's help these guys out, and let's help them get to the goals that they want to achieve and reach.
And Gary, when you were talking about some of the different things that Mercer County Search and Rescue does, I think about some of the areas where there are no people for miles because we have such rich farmland. So when you guys are doing those searches, you've got some terrain to cover.
Yeah, we've learned a lot about Mercer County. Unfortunately, we have connections throughout the county with some of the ag and farm people in that area. But very rarely are we on the beaten path. We're usually off the path, or down in the gully or down in the ditch. And we have had a lot of night searches, and we do night trainings. And that just changes the whole picture at night. But these 44 people, about 35 of them are fully trained, and they're very aware of how to search in all situations. So we never get a call out or a standby on a beautiful sunny day. It's usually late at night, rain, cold, but that's okay. We're the type of group that'll do those things for family members and community.
Well, we need to support you. We need you around in this community. And folks, you can do that as easy as a $10 taco dinner. Fiesta Night fundraiser. It is the 22nd of February. That's a week from this Saturday. And they only do two fundraisers a year. So this is important to Mercer County Search and Rescue. 4 to 7 in the basement of the VFW in Aledo. $10, but you can give anything you'd like. Tammy, Gary, Adam, you did the best right there, and we appreciate all of you being here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.